The title of my story today is called A Tale of Four Whistles. And once upon a time in a land far, far away, there was a lady with four high-D whistles. Why in the world would anyone need four whistles? Because one is silver that I just played on. And then one is aluminum right here. One is carbon fiber. And one is brass. And guess what? They all sound a little bit different. So I'll let you see that for yourself. Let's see if my nerves get the best of me, if I can really pull this off. I'm going to try. This is the aluminum. And it sounds the most like a bird. The next one is carbon fiber. And it kind of feels like plastic, and it's super light, but it sounds kind of like a wood whistle. And the next one is my favorite. It's a brass whistle. So I have four whistles with four different sounds, but aren't they beautiful? I just love the Irish whistle. And you know, the Lord has made, if he had made all the things the same, we wouldn't know the difference. But he created things with so much detail in his infinite love for us that it is hard to believe that he would do that just for us. And from Romans 12, he gives us a list of gifts for us to use in the church, beginning in verse 6, and I'm using the New Living Translation. In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift of showing kindness to others, do it gladly. And we thank you, Lord, this Christmas for the gift of your Son that you sent to save us from our sin so that we could forever be with you. And as 2024 draws near, purpose to use the gifts that God has given you to make this world a better place. Amen.